A report once noted that 1 in 5 people feels tired most of the time. Are you that one? Stay with us as together we look at some ways that we can get the rest we need, both physically and spiritually.
Welcome to Women of Hope. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. I'm Tammy, and here with me is Carol.
Today we'll talk about rest. Most women, if you ask them, will tell you that they're tired. And if you're a mother, you know what we're talking about, don't you? If you work outside the home, you know that rest is not something that comes easily. But if you're a mother and you work outside the home, you know that rest is almost impossible to get. But you need to somehow find time to rest.
Now, Carol, rest is a word that can describe many different situations, isn't it? In preparing for our talk today, I asked several people to tell me what the word rest means to them. Do you want to hear what they had to say?
I'd love to.
For me, rest is being able to sit outside, to look up in the sky and see the clouds, to look at the green trees, and to see the beautiful flowers.
For me, rest means when I can stop doing the things I have to do every day and just be me, not having to perform for anyone else.
To me, rest means being able to sit down and finally close my eyes while my baby sleeps.
Rest to me means to just stop struggling, to be quiet in my mind and heart, and to just honestly reflect on who I am and who God is.
You know, it's really interesting to hear what rest means to different people. So what do you think, my friend? What does true rest mean to you?
Each one of us needs regular rest. So let's discover more about rest together. You're listening to Women of Hope, and today we're talking together about the very important issue of rest. Being well is a goal each of us hope to reach. Being rested can help reach that goal and give us energy to face each new day. Joining us to look at ways to get the rest we need is Katie Edmondson. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here with you. I'm so glad to be part of this time together. Well, today we are talking about rest. And why? Because, as we've said already, we women all feel tired at times. And who likes to feel that way? Of course, it's natural to feel tired after we have been working hard for a long time, but feeling tired all the time can stop you from enjoying your life. Experts tell us that 1 in every 5 people feels tired most of the time. There are many possible reasons for this. For example, people who are overweight are normally tired. Their body has to work harder just to do everyday tasks. Or if someone is too thin, there is not enough strength in their muscles to do everyday tasks, and they too may feel constantly tired. Any serious and painful illness can also make you tired. Breastfeeding and pregnancy can make a woman feel very tired. And of course, if you just don't sleep well, you'll feel very tired when you wake up in the morning, as though you had not been sleeping at all. There are so many other reasons for feeling tired most of the time. Stressful situations, depression, worrying about the future, and many other things. Some women say they have a difficult time just getting their minds to shut off at night so they can sleep. If you feel tired all the time, then the first and best thing you should do is to learn how to rest. This is the most natural remedy. You must rest. You must make the time for it. It may have taken many years for you to get to this point of feeling this unending tiredness and exhaustion, so it might take time for you to get back to feeling rested and well again. Let me suggest some ways to help you get your much-needed rest. One way that can help is trying to get to bed around the same time every night and at a decent hour, like 10 p.m., for example. Scientists have found that the best time for our body to repair itself is between the hours of 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. every night. It will also help if you try to make sure you sleep in a dark room. Besides good sleeping habits, did you know that the food we eat also makes a difference on how we feel? Here are some thoughts and suggestions about food. Choose to have a healthy, balanced diet that includes fresh fruits and vegetables. Avoid having a diet that consists mainly of quick and easily processed foods. Many women today live very busy lifestyles. Some of us don't have time to cook healthy meals with meat and vegetables the way our mothers and grandmothers did. So we use processed foods. Some don't have much nutritional value. They are often full of chemicals, and the vitamins and minerals have been cooked away. And because there is not much fiber in some of these foods, they can also block your digestive tract and can make you constipated. Choose to include in your daily diet, if possible, a type of animal protein like meat, fish, chicken, and eggs, and have them in the middle of the day between 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Digesting these foods takes up a lot of energy, and the middle of the day is when your digestion is working best. Avoid eating too many sugary foods like sweets, cakes, soft drinks, and ice cream. Sugar is not good for your health and can even feed any infection that you may have in your body. Choose to include foods such as tofu, miso, kimchi, yogurt, and many others that can help with providing good bacteria to protect the digestive system. Avoid having too much caffeine. Caffeine is found in many foods and even some medicines. Caffeine gives you false energy that stimulates your body and gives you a temporary high, but it can make you feel even more tired afterwards. Choose to drink plenty of water, up to 8 glasses a day. It's very good for you. Your body needs water to function properly. So a good way is to sip it throughout the day. Not drinking enough water can make you feel dehydrated and tired. If you eat healthy foods and drink plenty of water, your body will cleanse itself. Your body will get rid of the poisons that build up inside it, and you will feel much more healthy and not so tired. Another suggestion I have to help you not feel so tired is this. Make sure you get enough exercise each day. Exercising helps your body get more oxygen. This will cleanse your blood, encourage your digestive system to work properly, and help you to sleep better. Something else that some people may not know is that your body needs sunshine. If you're a person who works inside all day long, remember to get out into the sunshine sometimes. Why? Well, because your body needs vitamin D, which it manufactures every time your skin is exposed to sunshine. The morning is a good time for this, but be careful that you don't stay in the sun too long and burn your skin. And last of all, make an effort to smile, be grateful, and enjoy all that you have. Let me encourage you to choose to change one step at a time. Please don't try to change everything at once. If you are feeling very tired, you are not alone. Many other women and men feel the same way. The good news is that by following these suggestions step by step, you can start to recover and feel rested. You might not see the results overnight, but these changes will all help you to be more fit and healthy and not feel so tired. And be patient with yourself and take time to make these changes in your daily habits.
Thank you so much for sharing with us, Katie. You've made some excellent suggestions for those of us who are lacking the energy in our busy lives, being a mother, a wife, and a working woman. When you feel tired, have you ever tried doing something new and different for a change?
No, I really have never thought of that. Do you have any ideas?
Yes. Maybe you could go somewhere you've always wanted to go. Or listen to some nice, soothing music.
Oh, I love music, Tammy. Music can have a healing effect on our souls, especially if it's calm and inspiring music. I often listen to music that makes me want to praise and thank our Father God. Maybe you'd do this with music that's special to you, too.
You could always invite friends over to spend some time talking and laughing together. Just make sure that you do not discuss serious issues that you might not agree on. This is a special time for fun,
remember?
And that's a good idea. So if you're often tired, remember the things you need to do. Make sure you get some rest. Go to bed early. Eat good, healthy food. Drink plenty of water. And have some exercise. And try to spend a little bit of time in the sun each day. But don't forget to smile and have fun whenever you can.
Following these simple steps will help you overcome your weariness, and you will feel better rested. Are you ready to try? I know I am. Carol, do you know when you talk to women from all cultures, you hear them say they do not have enough time to rest? It seems we're all in the same boat. Now, the Bible tells us that even God rested on the seventh day from all his work when he created the world. If God, being God, needed a day of rest,
how much more do women like us need to make sure that we rest?
And God wants us, whenever we can, to take time out from our stressful lives and rest a while in his presence. That reminds me of something that happened in the early years of my life. It was a time when God made me keep still and wait on him alone. That was when I learned to let him take over my life.
How did that happen, Tammy?
You see, I started a new job in a local school. I was given 1 year to prove myself as a good teacher. The job meant a lot to me, and I wanted to do my best. There was so much pressure, competition, and many hours of hard work. To make matters worse, I developed chicken pox. I thought that I would lose my job because I had to stay home and be confined in my room for a while, but God had a purpose for my time of rest. It was at that time that I heard the soft, still voice of Jesus speaking to my heart as I prayed to God. I know that he brought me out of my busy life so that I could rest while he worked things out on my behalf. And you know, I was really surprised when I went back to school. I was actually given a raise and a promotion. It was a valuable lesson for me in trusting God. I learned that I could do nothing about my situation. I had to leave it in God's hands. He worked it out for my good. I just had to rest in him.
You know what I'm thinking about when I hear your story, Tammy? The Bible says, in repentance and rest is your salvation, and in quietness and trust is your strength. How wonderful can that be, that we can rest in God and trust him, and he will make us strong. It's not uncommon for women today to be on the go constantly, whether we work at home or outside the home. This constant running around can create a lot of stress. We may even become restless, losing our sense of peace and well-being. So what can we do about this? With us today is Judy Klaus. Thank you for joining us, Judy. I know you have some thoughts on what it means to experience true rest in body and soul.
Hello, my friend. Tell me, are you tired? Do you feel weary and burdened with life right now? It's easy for us to feel this way, isn't it? Life moves very fast these days. It seems like our society values busyness, not rest. So we are busier than ever. As a result, most of us feel tired and worn out. You know, God's Word, the Bible, tells us that when God created this world, he showed us a good model to follow, a model of work and rest. God worked 6 days, creating this whole universe we live in, but on the seventh day, he did nothing. He rested. In doing this, God showed that rest is really important. It was for him, and it is for you and me. It's necessary for our survival. The Bible also tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, showed that even he needed rest when he sat wearily beside a well after a long walk. Another time he rested when he slept in the back of a boat after a long day of work. Jesus rested often when he and his disciples got away from the crowds. He needed some peace and quiet. Now, if God rested from the work of creation, and his son Jesus needed rest from his ministry to the people who followed him, do you think we need to rest from our work as well? Yes, we certainly do. You know, my friend, Jesus knows well the burdens we carry in this life. He understands how we can feel weary under the weight of pressures we face in our society today. He understands how we can feel dry and burnt out. He understands how we feel burdened by the guilt and shame some of us are carrying deep in our hearts. Jesus knows you even better than you know yourself. That's true. And he is inviting all of us today to come and rest in him. Listen to what he says in the Bible. Come. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. Is that you? If it is, listen closely to what he says. Come to me, and I will give you rest. What a beautiful invitation for those of us who are staggering under so much pressure, trying to manage a job and a family and often many other things. You might even feel burdened with your work in the church or the community. Or perhaps you are carrying the heavy weight of things that others have done to you. Maybe you have been abused or deceived by those you trusted. Are you feeling shame and bitterness? All these things weigh us down, don't they? Here is Jesus inviting us to come to him. He says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light. To help us understand what he is offering here, Jesus borrows a picture from a farmer working in the fields. Two oxen would plow the fields together with a wooden yoke across their shoulders so that they could help each other. When Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, he is suggesting that we walk alongside him and share the yoke with him. Instead of pulling the heavy weight of our burdens by ourselves, he is asking us to share our load with him. Well, how do we do that? God's word tells us that Jesus gave his life for us on the cross to take the punishment for our sins. Only he can free us from our burden of sin and guilt. We cannot come to Jesus trying to impress him with how much we can do for him. We cannot live up to his perfect standards on our own. We can only come to him humbly, willing to admit that we can't carry the load by ourselves. We can only come to Jesus in complete trust that he can give our weary souls rest. So, my dear friend, how about you? Are you tired and weary today? Have you reached the end and you cannot carry your heavy burden by yourself any longer? Come to Jesus. Come to him and receive rest for your weary soul. Ask Jesus to carry this burden for you. He will do what he promised. He will give you rest. Would you allow me to pray with you and for you? If so, please pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, we know you are the Son of the Almighty God. You are able to do whatever you promise in your word, the Bible. So please help me. I come to you today to ask you to carry my burden for me. Please forgive my sins. I give you my burden right now. Please restore my weary soul and give me rest. Thank you for your love and peace that will wash me clean so that I can serve you. Hear me, God, for I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, what a privilege we have. Just listening to God's word makes me feel relaxed and rested. True rest comes from God alone.
So true, Tammy. because sweet rest in Jesus can be experienced only when we ask Him to forgive our sins and invite Him into our lives. My prayer is that you will find rest in Jesus today. Trust Him. He will never let you down.
Thanks so much, Carol. Our time together is ending for today. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is hannah@twr.org. That email address once again is hannah@twr.org. You can also visit our website at projecthannah.org. That's projecthannah.org. Thank you for letting us be a part of your life, and let's get together again next week. Have a wonderful week, and God's blessings on you.